Come all you people and listen to me. Well, I got a story about your history. It all began in a sleazy motel when the king and the queen was in the same bed. A bottle of champagne and a broken rubber hat. Had to keep it quiet, not to wake the landlord's cat. I know it sounds funny, but it's all just a reel. You had to check out early, left the landlord with his bill. Hitchhiked with the first truck they met on the way. The king had no money, so the queen had to pay. I'll bet you know what the payment was like with a hangover trucker they came to despise. The king drove the truck when the act took his place. Back on the apples, potatoes, and eggs. With a tear in her eye, the queen took the wheels. The truck driver smoked and smiled viciously. He threw them off on the highway somewhere. They begged on their knees, but he just didn't care. They walked for a while until a farmer arrived. They sat on his tractor for 51 miles. He gave him food and a room for the night. But nothing comes cheap, you know that, right? So once again the queen paid the bill. But the king lost his mind and the farmer he killed. And made her the shooting and calling the crime. The king and the queen are now running to hide. The cop chased the couple throughout the night. With dogs and with guns and with 50 flashlights. As the morning approached and the sun filled the sky, the king and the queen were easy to find. A unanimous jury and the judge as well, the sentence 10 years in a cold prison cell. 9 months later in the room behind bars, the queen started yelling about her stomach so large. She realized quickly there was no time to waste. The king looked surprised when she spread it legs. As the king passed out from the looks of the bird, the queen had not sent a new prince to earth. So this is the story about how you came to be, but I added some details in my history.